Former Attorney General and Minister of Justice Betimold Idrisu has defended the settlement agreement entered into by the State and Construction Pioneer CP, which resulted in the payment of 94 million euros to CP as judgment did. Mrs. Mold Idrisu says when she assumed office, she was greeted with a multitude of court cases against the state, with the one involving the CP being pointed out by the Solicitor General as needing urgent attention. She made this known when she took her turn at the Public Accounts Committee hearing yesterday. She noted that since the previous government had started the process, she endorsed the pre-existing recommendations for payment after consultations. Here's a report by Augustus Aquin.
Mrs. Maud Idrisu's appearance before the Public Accounts Committee was a much anticipated one, flanked by her legal team including former Chief of Staff and Alhaji Huduyaya. Mrs. Idrisu could not continue her submissions without drawing the attention of the committee to the oath she had sworn whilst in office.
I want to request your indulgence, Honourable Chair, save the caveat that I am now going to express. As a former cabinet minister and indeed an Article 88 holder, a former Attorney General, I am now being required to disclose what I receive as privileged legal advice, matters and information that occurred to me when I was in office under an oath of secrecy. It is my belief that I am so bound by that oath.
According to her, her predecessor Joe Gatti had recommended that the state was liable and so a payment of 14 million euros had to be made as a sign of the commitment of the state to the settlement agreement. She said the situation was such that CP had in June 2008 put up the Ghana Cocoa Marketing Company's assets in London in the course of executing a partial judgment the UK Commercial Court had given the company against the state. She noted that after the payment of the 14 million euros, CP re-entered negotiations on whether she sought permission from the cabinet to enter into settlement with CP. Mrs. Moody Grissom said her letter sought approval to commence negotiations and it was duly acknowledged.
I am not the paying officer. I give advice to the Minister of Finance, to the government, represented by the appropriate government minister to pay. This advice was given and as you can see, the Ministry of Finance was at all material times fully represented in this negotiation. Honourable Chair, I'm quite clear in my mind that no, I did not put it into writing to the Chief of Staff or to His Excellency the President that this was the amount and therefore I needed the executive approval.
Why?
Because, in fact, it is even unconstitutional.
No,
I can say that it is within my constitutional remit as a Section 88 office holder to conduct all civil cases on behalf of the country.
She noted that on all occasions, negotiations took place with the state fully represented. The former AG maintained that her actions were necessary since time was of essence when it came to judgment debts, adding that the interest accrued on the CP debts amounted to 2/3 of the principal amount. She noted that the country's image was almost in disrepute due to the continuous dragging of the country to the courts in foreign countries by CP. The head of her legal team, Nana Atudazi, described the encounter as a fruitful one.
I think the opportunity has been wonderful. The lady, Mrs. Betimold Idrisu, has given out for herself everything, and I think she was wonderful. Her delivery was great. She poured just the facts. And I think that Ghana is a winner in terms of the public education. I think that the core matters were put out by her, and you can see yourself that the committee itself appears reasonably comfortable with her because of the explanations she's given. The committee itself said, well, you like her evidence has thrown light on some of the prior evidence given by others.
Mrs. Modi Grisu received tremendous support from NDC faithful who thronged Parliament House. She later addressed the media at a news conference where she touched on some submissions she had made at the Public Accounts Committee.
Augustus Akwe's report. Meanwhile, Mrs. Mold Idrisu says she's not happy with comments she said were made by some members of the Public Accounts Committee, PAC. According to her, these comments have insinuated criminal conduct on her part, which led the public to attack her personality. Mrs. Mold Idrisu poured her out when she finally appeared before the PAC 5 months after her first appearance.
The procedures adopted by this committee have given rise to statements, comments, evidence, which have criminal insinuations, criminal implications at my person for the past 5 months. Article 19 of the Constitution gives every citizen of Ghana the opportunity to a fair hearing. My rights in this regard have been violated and trampled on by this Honorable Committee. Honorable Chair, I put it to you that you have sat by and indeed at times participated and allowed my rights to be trampled upon in this manner. I will name Honorable Asiama. As having said, and I watched live on our great TV station, DTV, him saying that, I think it was to the Attorney General, that he would agree with him, Honorable Asiama, that Mrs. Betty Mold Idrisu conspired with CP to fraudulently collect, pay so that and defraud the good people of Ghana by the waiver of taxes contained in the settlement agreement. Honorable Chairman, I, that may be due to, heard this.
Former Attorney General and Minister of Justice Mrs. Betty Mold Idrisu. While some members of the committee made efforts to convince the chairman, Albert Kandapa, to apologize to her on the committee's behalf, Mr. Dapa insisted it behoves the former Attorney General to clear the air on any erroneous impression formed about her.
We cannot help but ask the same questions. Yours is to give us information to disprove any wrong notion that we have. So I cannot even assure you that we're not going to ask the same questions.
Honorable Chair,
I to try to get from you assurances that the settlement agreement, yes, is good and there is nothing.
Right.
While you are away, madam, you couldn't have said, don't ever say anything about Mrs. Betty Mold Idrisu until she is here. So obviously, a whole lot of things have been said. I can also refer you to instances where officials have said, you need to clear with madam. You know, so I don't really find anything improper with the comments that you talked about. I believe you have this beautiful opportunity to assure the committee that the agreement was an excellent one in the best interest of the country, that the tax waiver was justified. So those comments, I'm afraid, yes, I think it is unfair.
You hear the chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, Albert Kandapa.